What's going on, everybody? My name is John Keene. Welcome to church. Welcome to Give Love More. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Got a great message today. We're going to be talking about wealthing God. Can you love God and be wealthy? A lot of controversy around that topic. And so we're gonna talk about a few Bible verses and see what the Bible has to say about whether or not you can love God and still be wealthy. But before we get started, I want to say welcome. I want to tell you that I love you. It's just a beautiful day today. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining in, I have one request. I would just ask that you would share this video out. What's going on, Stephanie? If you'd like to say hey to me, comment right now. Tell me where you're watching from. Say hey. I'd love to give you a shout out. Say hey to you. Give you a little bit of love. But like this video, share this video tonight. Again, the topic, it's really important, man. Can you love God and be wealthy? A lot of people struggle with finding the answer to this, and it plays a direct impact on their success because it almost feels naughty to be successful. And so what does the Bible say about it? At the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. What Joe Blow thinks down the street doesn't matter. What some guy has to say really doesn't matter. The only thing that really matters is what God's Word says about wealth and whether or not you can love God and be wealthy. So with that being said, we're about to get into everything tonight. Again, I want to welcome you. If nobody's told you today yet, I love you. If you're wondering what it is that you're watching, this is Give Love More Ministries. What we are is an online church. Hey, Debbie, welcome to the to church. like, share this out, tag some people if you want to. But tonight we're going to be talking about, can you love God and be wealthy? So it's going to be a really good message. And I just love you guys. I just want to tell you that again. So the church, everyone's welcome. We're a judgment-free church, regardless of who you are, what you look like, where you come from, your background, your past decisions, your lifestyle. None of that matters. You are welcome here. You can come join us exactly as you are. All right. So regardless of where you're at tonight, if you may be in bed, you may be at work, you may be on your lunch break. Tonight, you may be high, you may be drunk, you could be anything, but regardless, I love you and you're welcome right here with us tonight. So let's get into it, man. Can you love God? Can you be wealthy? So what does God want from us? And again, everything that we're going to talk about tonight is going to be backed up by Scripture. And so I would encourage each and every one of you, as I call them out, to write them down, go back through, do your own study, and see what God shows you with these Scriptures and with this message. All right, let's get going. So what does God want? Does God want you to succeed or fail? Well, it's really obvious, right? God is a daddy to us. He's our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. He makes that very clear. We're His children. So do you want your children to succeed or do you want them to fail? Well, obviously, God will want us to succeed. He wants us to live a life of abundance and wealth. And I'm going to explain why that's the case as we go through the message tonight. But He wants us to experience all the riches of this earth, of this world. You hear me refer to it as the Garden of Eden. That's what this earth really is. It's the garden. And He wants us to experience all the wonders and the riches that He has to offer in this amazing place that He created. If He didn't want us to experience that, what would be the point of creating it? What's the point of creating something that's incredible if you're never going to show it off and if you're not going to allow people to enjoy it for the purpose of which you created it? And so that's what He wants for us to do each and every day, really, is enjoy walking in His garden, walking on this earth, enjoying everything that He's given us. And He promises several times to lead us to a place of abundance. So if you're not where you want to be at tonight, if you're not financially stable, if you don't have it all together, if you're not wealthy, right, by your standards, it's okay. God promises that He's going to lead us to a life of abundance. So it's okay. If you're not there yet, that just means you're still on the journey, but it's going to come. He's going to give it to you. He's going to provide the incredible abundance. We're his most valuable possession. You're his most valuable possession tonight. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whether anybody's told you that or not, no matter what anybody's told you, you are God's most valuable possession. You're his. He made you in his image to go out and enjoy this incredible abundant world that he's given us. And so it doesn't matter where you are or where you're from. This is what he wants. He wants you to go out and live an abundant life. But here's the flip side to that that we're going to talk about. What do you consider to be wealth? What do you consider to be wealth? Are you wealthy now? Would you consider yourself wealthy right now? And how can we have more if we don't appreciate and respect what we've already got, the little? How can we have more? So we're going to look at that. So before we get into the scripture part, all right, I just want to dig through that just a little bit deeper. How can you have more if you're not grateful and appreciative and respectful of what you've already gotten? You see, a lot of us are walking around today and we're saying we want God to give us more. I want God to bless me with more. I want more abundance from God. I want more wealth from God. I want more wisdom from God. That's what we're saying. That's what we're walking around asking for. And God's saying, but you're sitting there complaining about what you don't have. And you're missing what I've already given you. So how can I give you more if you can't see what I've already given you? If it was your child, would you give your child more if he couldn't see what you had already given him? How can he do that? You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't entrust somebody with wealth when they can't appreciate the little. That's why the Bible makes it very clear. It's very difficult for a rich man to get into heaven. Very difficult, because you don't have to rely on God anymore. You can rely on yourself, right? Which is a false sense of security, by the way, because one day none of that's going to matter. But that's why the Bible says that it's difficult, because you don't have to rely on God anymore. And so if you're not in a state of appreciation today, let me just ask you a few simple questions. Are you breathing? Do you have a pulse today? Are you breathing in and out today? Are you watching this on some form of social media today? If you can check that off, it means you're alive. It's pretty good. It's a good start. It's a good start to a good blessing right there. It's a good start to a wealthy life right there. You're alive. You're alive. Are you able to eat today? Were all of your needs met? Are you hungry right now? If you're not hungry right now, that's a great start. It's a great start to being blessed. It's a great start. Do you have a bed to lay your head in tonight? Do you have an iPhone or an Android or any device that you can hold in your hand and communicate virtually around the world instantaneously? Do you have a vehicle, a car tonight? Do you have income coming in? You got a job? Do you got food tonight? How blessed are we really already? How wealthy are we really already? You see, when you change your perspective, when you change your mindset, when you change how you view wealth, it changes your appreciation of what you've already got. See, God can't give you more if you're not grateful for what you've already been given. God can't open the floodgates if you're not already saying, man, thank you so much for everything that you've done and you're continuously doing in my life every single day. Every single day. Let's look at some scripture. Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I mean, that sounds pretty cut, paste, simple, and clear right there. He'll give you the desires of your heart if you take delight in him. If you are happy in him, he's going to give you what you really want in this life. He says it in the Bible. The problem is are we happy in him? Are we doing the first part? We're asking for the second. But are we doing the first? Are we taking delight in the Lord? Are we appreciative of everything that he's already given us in this incredible life? And if we're not, then it's no wonder that the second half hasn't happened yet. We've got to get the first half right. We got to learn to take delight in the Lord day in, day out. Every second that you grasp a breath of air is an absolute miracle and a blessing. And that's how you've got to get your mindset. That's where you've got to get to that point. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans. Again, as long as we are willing to honor God in everything that we do, right? He's going to help us succeed. He's going to help us get the game plan together. He's going to help us put together what's necessary in order to achieve the desires of our hearts. Again, it's two verses coinciding right there. Luke 16, 10 and 11. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? Right there, what we just said. What we just said. If you're not happy and satisfied and grateful for the riches and the blessings that we currently have in our life, how can we get more? How can we gain more? How can we have more? If you're not grateful and appreciative of the wealth and the riches that you've already got. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Right there, man. Again, another promise. We don't have to be afraid of God. We don't have to be afraid of God. He wants to strengthen us and make us stronger so that we can accomplish our dreams. He wants to give you that burst of energy you need. He wants to give you that extra oomph that you need to tackle the day and to get through the day and to get through the valley so that you can come back up to the mountain and see the sunlight. That's what he wants. That's what he wants to do in our life. He doesn't want to scare us. He doesn't want to punish us. He doesn't want to constrict us. He doesn't want to hold us back. He came to set us free, man. To set us free. To set us free. And then this is the last verse, and really just such a great verse. Deuteronomy 8:18. I love this because it tells you right here where wealth really comes from. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. Listen to that. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors. He tells you right there that he is the ultimate authority on wealth. He is the ultimate authority on wealth. He is the giver of wealth, period. He tells you right there. And the beautiful thing is that he says it confirms his covenant. That means it confirms his promise with us. That he made a promise to us to lead us to a life of abundance. But we've got to get that first half done. We've got to do the first half. We've got to follow through with that first half and do what we're supposed to do on that end if we want that life of abundance. Him blessing us the way that he does, that's how he shows that he loves us. That's how he shows his mercy for us. It's through these blessings. And it's a shame that we're distracted by so many different things that we can't see all of the blessings that he puts in our life every day. Because we're distracted, we're envious, we're jealous, we're tied up with other things, and we think, man, if I could just live like that, man, if I could just be like that, and we never stop to think that there's somebody 30 levels, 100 levels down from where we are that is looking at us and going, man, if I could just be like that. Golly, if I could just live like that. If you're sitting in a house tonight with AC, don't forget, man, there's somebody in a mud hut somewhere. They ain't got no AC. They ain't got no tennis shoes. They don't have a bottle of Dasani sitting in the fridge. They're hungry tonight. They're cold tonight. They're dirty tonight. They're lonely tonight. There's a whole lot, whole lot more hungry, lonely, dirty people tonight than there are that aren't. And so if you're not in that situation, consider yourself wealthy. Consider yourself blessed. And consider yourself walking in the riches of God already. And if you'll trust, and if you'll take responsibility, and if you will be grateful for the blessing He's already given you, well, then He's going to level you up. He's going to level you up. He's going to give you more. And the more He gives you and the more trust you show Him, the more you're going to get. And that's how He operates. It just says it in the Bible. It's a reward for us honoring Him in what we do. That's why He says, if you put your focus on Him, if you honor Him, if you delight in Him, it's all about Him. It's not about us. Make no mistake about it. Everything that I've done, from the companies I've created to the financial success I've had, none of that was all, or really anything that I did, not any of it. Every bit of it was God opening the right door at the right time, God giving me a talent or an ability, God letting me meet the right person at the right time. And when you go back and you look at it, you look at the timeline of how things play out in your life, if you're honest with yourself, it can only be God that does it. There's nothing else that can control the way things happen and make things happen like that for a reason. But I want you to take another concept home with you tonight before we end. Wealth and God are the same thing. Wealth and God are the same thing. A rich man without God is poor. Don't ever forget that. A rich man without God is poor. But a poor man with God is wealthy. 100%. God and wealth are the exact same thing. He is the abundance. He is the wealth. He says it. I'm the manna, all right? I'm the bread of life. You drink from water, you're thirsty again, right? But you drink from my cup, you'll never thirst again. He tells us He is the ultimate source for everlasting anything. For everlasting anything. He's beautiful, He's amazing, and He loves us. And we don't deserve it. None of us do. Not me, not anybody. Nobody deserves the life and the incredible opportunity that we have. We could have been born in the 1800s riding horses and sitting in carriages, right? Not getting in Hondas and Fords. And it's an amazing gift that He's given us, and we need to see it for what it is. We're already walking in wealth every single day. I love you. I just love you so much. I really hope that each and every single one of you will take a piece of this message. We'll go back through and re-listen to it. We'll listen to the podcast that we've got to give love more. We'll read the blog that we've got to give love more. And we'll implement these things in your life. I told somebody the other day, if you would do what I was saying on this show for 30 days in a row, I could almost guarantee you a life-changing experience. It's true. It's 100% real. It's just whether or not we choose to take the steps necessary, right? You can lead the horse to water. You can't make him drink. Listen, God's got a life of abundance, but you got to walk through that door to access it. And until you're willing to open that door, you're never going to be able to access what's on the other side. So open the door tonight. Open the door to abundance. Open the door to love. Accept His love for you. Accept your love for yourself. Listen, it's okay to screw up. It's okay to be a screw up. I'm a third year, ninth grade freshman. Dropout, flunky. Failed at every single thing I ever tried. People said I was a nobody. I thought I was a nobody. It was beaten into me. I was just some guy that was just going to be screwed up forever. And God took that guy and changed my whole world. And I will tell you right now, it didn't happen until I surrendered and I just went with what He said, go do. And I did it. I just did it. I didn't question. I just did it. When I finally did that, after years and years and years of struggling and pushing away and not wanting to go that route and tiptoeing around it, after finally giving in and surrendering, that's when He opened up the floodgates for me. And that's when He gave me my blessings. That's when he gave me relief. That's when I found that extra strength that we were talking about tonight. That's when I found it. And he'll do that for anybody. He'll do it for you, just like he'll do it for me. He loves us. I mean, more than anything in this world, he loves us. And so he'll do it for anybody. But you gotta walk through that door. You gotta walk through that door. Steve Harvey tells a story and uses a reference of jumping off a cliff and getting banged up. And your parachute may not open right away. But eventually it will. But you're gonna have to jump off that ledge. You're gonna have to jump off that ledge. You're gonna have to get rid of fear in your life. You can't have fear and faith. They don't exist at the same time. And there's no point in being afraid, right? The past is already over. The future hasn't happened yet. So there's no point being afraid in this moment. In this moment, you can just surrender to love and let God love you for what you are. You love him for what he is. And then you love everybody for the precious gift that they are to him. And it'll radically change your life. And you'll figure out real quick just how wealthy you really are. I love you guys so much, man. Everybody go to Give Love More. Check out all the content that we've got for you guys. I love you from the bottom of my heart. If you got prayer requests, you can submit them online. You can also text them to the number above. If you want to support the ministry, you can do that online, or you can text the number above. We're going to change the world. We're going to change the world through this online church. Also, membership pages are coming, as well as opportunities if you want to sign up to be a part of the prayer team, if you want to sign up to be a part of the share team. We've got several different things that you can do if you want to sign up and help us get the message of love out to everyone else. All right, so if you want to be a part of that, keep checking the website, or you can go on there and put that contact form and put in the message that you want to be a part of growing the church, and we will contact you and let you know how you can do that and what the different options are. So if you're interested in that, check that out. Make sure you do that. Check out more. If you tell your friends, man, listen, this is a judgment-free church. I don't care who your friends are. I don't care if they're drunk right now, they're stoned right now, they just banged a line. It doesn't matter, man. This church is for everybody. If they're gay, straight, black, white, fat, skinny, Chinese, it does not matter. They are welcome here. They're going to be loved here. They're never going to receive anything less than that right here. All right, we're going to do God's work every single day. And the Bible says plain and simple, he that does not love does not know God. And so we are going to love because we know God, and God is love. All right, I love you guys. Everybody have a beautiful night, and I will see you guys real, real soon. All right, peace.